With the way you played at the end of that game, did you need that confidence-wise just to make sure your body was healthy and everything, or were you fine just to kind of go through the motions?
I'll probably say yeah, because I've been tentative, maybe second-guessing myself, maybe thinking I'm going to get hurt again, but I feel like at the end of the game, it really helped myself just to go hard and play and think about stuff.
Was there a particular play that happened that you said, hey, I'm good, I can do this, or is it just kind of afterwards you said, okay, now I know I can do it?
Well, on that touchdown pass, I didn't know, like, if the ball just stuck down, I was just helling, I didn't think it would because of my hand, but after that play, it's just everything just came, and I just stopped thinking about stuff and just started playing.
How much better do you feel in this locker room right now, the fact that you're playing, you're contributing, the team's coming off a win? It's got to be this night and day.
Yeah, I feel good. Locker room positive, everybody positive, and just we can just go up from here.
Seems like you and Tim already kind of have a little bit of chemistry going.
Yeah. I guess it was just that open, I think it's a little chemistry. Probably got a little stuff to work on, but I think we'll be fine.
Go back to the team and work your way into starting line before the end of the season.
Not very poor. I just want to be here to help the team, basically. As long as I get some reps to help the team, I'll be fine.
What do you recall from your time together with Calvin in college?
Basically, I was learning a lot of stuff from him because it was my freshman year. It was last year. I got redshirted the year he played, and I was just learning a lot of things from him.
When you got on campus, you were like, 18 years old, and you see this guy. What's your first impression?
I actually saw him when I was in high school. He was like a big old guy, big fast receiver. So, and I was like, I wanted to put myself in his position.
Is he influential in you going to school there?
Yeah, he was one of the reasons I went there, because of the type of offense, the type of player he was, a big fast receiver.
Did he help?
He helped me in some way.
What kind of stuff would he help you with?
Most of the time, it was like just reading the defense and coming off of press coverage and stuff like that, running routes.
And what do you think of what you see from him now?
I don't know.
I mean, are you surprised that he's going to stop it?
Oh, no. He'll be a big, fast, physical guy.
Marius, what kind of relationship do you have with him now? You still keep in touch, check his brand?
Yeah, I actually talked to him last night.
Is there a little bit of friendly trash talking, or maybe a wager or something?
Nah, we were just talking about the game and how you feel, how both of us feeling.
Were you trying to pick his brain about their DBs, or was he asking you about Champ or anything?
Nah. Probably try sometimes today, but no, we were just talking about the last time we hung out or whatever.
Bob Miller was saying yesterday that everybody in his school, when they played NCAA a video game, wanted to beat Calvin and wanted to beat Georgia Tech because he was sick. Which is sick? Would it be the video game version or what you saw when you were out there playing with him, practicing with him?
I'd probably say the real thing. Yeah.
Beats the video game?
Yeah, beats the video game.
What kind of stuff would he do?
Some of the catches he made and how he controlled his body and how explosive he was.
Were you compared to him a lot when you were doing since you came after him?
After he left, I was a little.
Did you like that, or did you?
I don't know. I want to be my own self.